to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We have a show that's designed to help you learn how to take control of your genes with your lifestyle so that you can live at a higher quality every day. One of the interesting things, and we have a couple of keys for this half hour, or this hour, if you will, coming up. Of course, at 17 after the hour, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not? He's going to talk about first what's not toxic, a Pac-Man algae that eats heavy metal toxic sludge. We're going to ask him what comes out the other end. If they're eating the toxic heavy metals, how do they get rid of the algae? A second, 33 brain cancers in a small town near a vinyl chloride plant. The plaintiffs are going to get their day in court. We're going to hear from Gary what that means. Swimming pools, stay away from them. They look like they're a sink for personal care chemicals and dangerous to you. And loom bands, the safety of a popular craft toy is questioned. I've got to find out what even a loom band is. We're going to also talk in this half hour, in this hour. And by the way, you can get all 14 years of our shows archived at RadioMD.com. RadioMD.com has all of our archives, and usually by Tuesday of the week after, if you miss a show or miss an hour, they have the first and second hours archived, usually by Tuesday afternoon of the week after. So you can go to RadioMD, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to the archives, and you can find out all the shows all the way back to 2001, I think. Sometime in this hour, we're going to talk about music for kids, improving cognitive function, and a nanofilter that clears environmentally hazardous industrial byproducts, as well as what obesity does to your rate of aging. But in fact, this is a segment where fast food, I want to talk about this story. Fast food consumption is linked to lower test score grades in eighth graders. This was a study of 11,740 students, and they were tested in reading, literacy, mathematics, and science in both fifth and eighth grades. So the change in their scores from fifth grade to eighth grade correlated inversely with how much fast food they have. So the ones, and there were only 29%, did not have any fast food before the week of the test. Those that had no fast food had the highest gains in score. Those that had the most fast food, 10% ate it 4 to 6 times a week, had the lowest gains in test score. So depending on your rate of amount of eating fast food was inversely proportional to your gains in scores on reading, literacy, mathematics, and science between fifth and eighth grade. How big a difference? It was a 20%. It is a huge change. 20% difference. The children who ate fast food just 1 to 3 times a week also had lower growth compared to the non-eaters, but only in one subject, math. So the more frequently the children reported eating fast food in fifth grade, the lower their growth in reading, math, and science test scores by eighth grade, and it was a 20% difference. That's a huge difference. So what's the message? Is it caused by the fast food consumption or caused by obesity that fast food is associated with? We don't know. Is it caused by the better nutrients in non-fast food? Again, we don't know. But fast food does link certain nutrients that help with cognitive dysfunction, and they are high in fat and sugar, which decreases memory processes. So this is a very, very important study because of how large it was. But it looks like it is a association study rather than cause and effect? Is it just because the kids who are given fast food have less time with their family, less growth in other things? That's what the fast food purveyors would have you believe. But we don't know that. We don't know whether it is a direct cause and effect or whether it is an association. My guess is it's an association, not a direct cause and effect, although clearly the foods or the nutrients in fast food are less quality than otherwise. Excuse me. When Gary Ginsberg comes, we're going to talk about those important things, such as, to me, it is this new Pac-Man, if you will, of all the things. It's the Pac-Man algae that eat toxic metal sludge. Maybe our fish could be made healthier by having this Pac-Man algae around, but then you got to get rid of the Pac-Man algae, and we'll find out from Gary how that is done. Now, one of the other really interesting things is a new report from Cancer Research in the United Kingdom. This looked at all of the cancers from 2007 to 2011, and they said at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10 of the cancers could be prevented if people lived healthier lives. Obviously, you've got to die of something, but preventing it from dying of cancer. Cancer is an awful, frightening way of dying. Anyway, they looked at unhealthy diet from processed food, obesity, alcohol, sun damage, and, of course, tobacco. And when you look at it, that is at least 600,000, maybe 1.2 million of their 4 million total cancers were caused by lifestyle changes. It's enormous. So the answer seems to correspond with the data from Swedish men and from the U.S. nurses. Those who live the healthiest lifestyle, that is, do just 5 things in lifestyle, those who do those 5 things have a 80 to 90% reduction from ages 50 to 80 in heart disease, cancer, stroke, kidney failure, and all major life effects. That is, avoiding tobacco, having a waist that's half your height, having a normal blood sugar with or without drugs, having a normal blood cholesterol with or without drugs, having a normal blood pressure with or without drugs. Just those 5 things, and you reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, cancers from ages 50 to 80 by 80% in the Swedish men's study, by 90% in the U.S. nurses' study, and in this retrospective analysis from the United Kingdom, it looks like you reduce the risk of cancers at least 4 in 10, maybe 8 in 10. Now, when we get to what Gary Ginsberg is going to talk about, we're going to talk about a number of environmental things. One of the things I want to ask him about, and I don't know whether we'll have enough time, so I'm going to just say it now, is there's a nanofilter. Nanocellulose-based filters have high purification capacity for hazardous chemicals, such as are reduced in industrial effluents that go into our common water supply. And the question is, can we use this, these nano clearance mechanisms, to clear up our water and our water containing things? Well, they're using it in Spain to get rid of copper, iron, silver, dyes, nitrates, and the like. And it seems to be working in small scale. We'll talk to Gary Ginsberg about that when we return on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD, where, of course, the call letters mean stay well. When we were in the first hour, I want to just mention, in case you missed the first hour, the molecular mechanism behind the health benefits of calorie restriction seem to have been uncovered, at least one of the mechanisms. We'll talk about whether you can get the benefits without the calorie restriction. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not, on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.